You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. Hey, it is Monday, November 14th, and I'm coming to you live from my studio, which is in my home, in my office. And we're talking today about the movie that I got to go see today with my good friend Kenny. We went to see Doctor Strange. Yeah, a story that's kind of strange. No, just kidding. Just, Kenny and I, we like sci-fi movies. We like stories about aliens and Star Trek and Star Wars and all this stuff. And we saw these previews for Doctor Strange. We said, yeah, we need to go see that. Well, not so much for our wives don't really care for that much science fiction stuff. They like other ones, but they will tolerate some of our stuff that we go see. Today, just Kenny and I went. We went to the matinee in the IMAX at the Warren Theater. So let me get right into the podcast and the blog, and thank you for joining me today. I do appreciate it. And we're talking about Doctor Strange that came out. The movie came out in 2016. It is rated PG-13 and runs 115 minutes. Time went by pretty quickly as I watched this movie. I really enjoyed it. We were able to see it in the IMAX in 3D. Yeah, wore those glasses. Had a great time. Some good imagery for 3D glasses. 2D would probably be just as fine, but when you have that large IMAX screen, it is just really all-encompassing and just really good, and the sound is incredible. And when you watch this movie, and as you probably know, if you watch any of the Stan Lee movies of the Marvel comics, like Thor and the Avengers, Iron Man, different ones like that, you Captain America, you want to make sure you stay for the ending credits, okay? So this is my warning to you. Don't get up and go to the bathroom when the credits show at the end. You will miss some wonderful things at the end, and I will tell you there's more than one. How's that? Just a little teaser there. Stay for the credits always, and always, I like, as I've told you before, I like to stay for the credits just to honor those people that have worked on that film. And sometimes you see a name and you say, oh yeah, and today I saw a name called this guy was named Barry Gibb, and I was thinking, oh, the BGs have been part of this movie. Well, it was another guy named Barry Gibb. But sometimes you'll see some friends, like I saw some friends of mine down in Louisiana who worked on a movie film down there. All right, this movie is a result of the character created and written about in the Marvel comics. This movie has been directed by Scott Derrickson, produced by many, many people, but I know that one of the executive producers was Stan Lee. The music in this, which I really enjoyed the music, was by Mr. Michael Giacchino. I don't know how to say that, but it's a good Italian name, I guess. I like the use of the images in this film. You know how sometimes they'll take a camera shot and show a particular item, especially on TV, you'll see this a lot. They'll show something, even like they want you to remember this part of the film right here or this part of the TV series. They'll, like in Perry Mason or something, they'll show a close-up of the murder weapon or something like that. Well, that's for you to clue into that is important, okay? If you ever see a camera do a little close-up or they stay on a scene, an extra part of a scene, they want you to take notice of that character or that little hand movement or whatever it is. They want you to remember that's part of the plot that's coming up next. Same way in this film, they use images. And this film has a lot of to do with time travel and things like that. And so they use the imagery of watches in this film, and I really like that. And they also use the imagery of mirrors. Not so much in the mirrors, but it was an important scene, eye-catcher to me. Now, one scene shows Doctor Strange getting dressed to go to a speaking engagement he's been invited to, and he's trying to pick out the perfect watch to wear. Also, in this scene, it did show him, I do believe it showed him shaving in the mirror, and I think you'll see that several times in this movie where he's at a mirror looking at himself. That's important as well. So he's trying to pick out the perfect watch to wear. There is a tray in his dressing room, whatever, his home, And it has a selection of 15 or more watches. I don't know. I didn't count exactly, but there's a bunch of watches, very fancy looking watches. And they kind of spin so that he can see them. And that spinning even is part of this thematic sequence later on in the movie. You'll have to see it to know what I'm talking about. Just remember spinning watches, spinning time. And so they spin so that you can select out the watch better and you can see it better. And this is a great thematic part of the movie. Now, the watch he selects was a gift from Christine. I'll tell you about her in a moment. The inscription on the back reads, "Time will tell how much I love you." And now that's really cool. And this watch is important for the rest of the movie. Now, there are some quotes that I like to share with you from time to time in different movies. And one I like today by the villain, I'm not even sure how you say his name, Caecilius, I don't know. But he told Doctor Strange, he said, "Time kills everything." And it made me think, you know, because it is true. You can live to be 120 years old, or you can be 969 years old like Methuselah. You know, you can live a long time. But eventually, when your time runs out, it will kill you. In other words, you know, your body can only take so many heartbeats in your lifetime. And then your body will decay and go away. Time kills everything. You know, time also, they say, heals all things. I think time with different... Well, we're not going to go there. Okay, time kills everything. That's what the villain in this movie says. Also, another quote by the Ancient One, "We never lose our demons. We only learn to live above them." Now, that is a good quote. I like that a lot. Now, in this movie review of Doctor Strange, who is in the cast? Let's talk about the cast. Here we go. Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch. Now, that is a long name, but you know what? In fact, it's longer than Whetstone. I like that. A lot more letters than Whetstone. So, Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange, Dr. Stephen Strange. And he is famous. If you don't know who I'm talking about, he is famous. If you've seen these movies, you'll know what I'm talking about. Benedict is famous for Sherlock, the TV series, where he played Sherlock Holmes. He's famous for the voice of Smaug on The Hobbit. He was in the movie War Horse, which I don't remember him being in that. He was in the movie Amazing Grace. I don't remember him being in that, but he was. But I do remember him in Star Trek Into Darkness. He is the villain in that movie. Great role in that movie where I really first got to see who this guy was. And also The Imitation Game. That was a great movie that Julie and I got to go see as well. Now, Benedict is a great English actor. And in this movie, he portrays an American doctor, a neurosurgeon. And the story of this movie, if you don't know the Marvel Comics story of Doctor Strange, is that he is a famous neurosurgeon, I believe in maybe New York, I'm not sure, or L.A., I don't really recall what town he's in. But he is famous, and he does intricate work on the operating table, and has a very big ego, very big ego. And Christine, his love interest in this movie, she tells him, you know, when he needs money, she says, "Well, you've made a bunch of money, but you spend it immediately as soon as you get it." And that's kind of the way he lived. You know, live fast, grow fast, dress sharp, you know, and very flamboyant and very egotistical. And he was one of the best neurosurgeons at his time. And so in this movie, it shows him in an operation scenes at the beginning of the movie. And then it shows him where he has a car accident. And in this car accident, then it shows him recovering in the hospital. And he sees all these rods and pins and things sticking out of his arms and his hands. And he says, "What did they do to me?" And he realized that he had injury to his hands and that he was not going to be able to use his hands to be a doctor anymore. And that really made him irate. And so for a little bit of the movie, he's trying to work through that, go through rehab, working with people to help him and doing different things, trying to get help. He finally finds one person who knows another person, a physical therapist, who says, "I need to share with you the story of this one man." And so he does. He finally sends him a package in the mail and tells about this man named Panghorn, who miraculously was in a bad situation but was able to walk, and we saw him playing basketball in this movie. Oh, and because of that connection, Doctor Strange goes to India and wants to be part of a, you know, Tibetan, whatever, situation where he's, you know, learning the secrets of the East, okay? And that's all I'm going to say about that. And part of that is, includes martial arts. But part of the things that they did study at the monastery or whatever you want to call it was magic and sorcery. And, you know, I'm as a Christian, I'm not an advocate of all that, but this is entertainment, and I'm telling you my story from the entertainment side of it. And so let's enjoy it and have a good time with it. 30 years ago, I'd have been maybe ostracized for some of the things I'm saying. But, you know, because, you know, how seriously do you take The Wizard of Oz? And how seriously do you take Harry Potter and, you know, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and different things like that? You know, come on. So in this movie, Doctor Strange goes and eventually he has to fight and a villain who was also a disciple of the Ancient One. And Doctor Strange is able to fight him in this movie. And that's what the movie is about, this struggle against good and bad. And then, guess what? There will be a sequel, I will tell you that. Doctor Strange will be back for part two. All right. Now, who else is in this movie besides the famous Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch? There's a guy, and I dare say his name correctly, but you'll know him once I tell you who he is. And I'm going to try to pronounce it, but it's, and go to my blog page, chucksfavoritethings.com. If you're not already there, you can read this for yourself and see how hard it is to pronounce. But his name is Chiwetel Ejiofor. I have no idea. I'm sorry. I butchered that really bad. And he plays the character Mordo. Now, I love this actor, and I really fell in love with him in the movie 2012. If you saw that movie, he is the great scientist that's in this movie from beginning to end, and he's just really a key figure in this movie. Also, he was in The Martian with Matt Damon. I loved his role in The Martian. He's another scientist in this movie. He was in the movie 12 Years a Slave, Inside Man, and Amistad. Great actor. Okay, Rachel McAdams, great character actor, actress. She plays Christine Palmer, the love interest, who's also a nurse, and who assist Doctor Strange in different situations. And she really is in love with Doctor Strange, but they get estranged. Oh, that's a bad pun. They get estranged over his sickness, over getting well, and he can't live in society because he's just so frustrated. And he can't even have a love interest with her because she's trying to help him, and he's trying to reject everything from everyone. Okay, so Rachel is famous for her roles in the movie About Time, which, guess what, is about time travel. Sherlock Holmes with Morton Downey Jr. She plays Irene. Midnight in Paris, she plays Inez. The Time Traveler's Wife, she plays Claire. Another movie about time travel. Can you believe that? This woman's been in three movies like that. State of Play, The Family Stone, I remember seeing that. Red Eye, it's a good movie. Wedding Crashers, and The Notebook, and many, many others. Rachel McAdams. Benedict Wong stars as Wong in this movie. How about that? He got to keep his name. Mr. Wong has been seen in Marco Polo on television, and also in the movie The Martian. He played the scientist from California named Bruce that worked at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He's also in the movie Prometheus and many more. Great actor. Now, the villain in this movie is a guy named Caecilius, and he is played by Mads Mikkelsen. And this actor is also known for his role in Hannibal on TV series, Clash of the Titans, and more. Tilda Swinton, you know, Kenny and I both recognize this lady who played this character. Didn't remember who she was or what she's from, but we knew her face. Tilda Swinton is the Ancient One, and she's like, you know, the guru of this whole thing. And she's famous for being in The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Chronicles of Narnia, and I spelled that wrong. Let me fix that real quick. The Chronicles of Narnia, where she plays the White Witch. You'll recognize her in there. Burn After Reading, Julia, Michael Clayton, Constantine, Vanilla Sky, The Beach, and many more. This is a great actress, Tilda Swinton. Mr. Benjamin Bratt is playing the character Jonathan Panghorn. And I looked at him and I said, he looks familiar. Who is he? And I found out he was on the movie Ride Along 2. He's been on television series Modern Family. And also, this is where I recognize him from, the television series Law and Order. He is on that as well. He's also been in Miss Congeniality, Red Planet, Traffic, and The Demolition Man. Demolition Man. And also making an appearance in this movie is Mr. Stan Lee. And if you don't know who he is, look him up. Stan Lee, he tries to do a cameo appearance in every Marvel Comics movie that comes out, just like Alfred Hitchcock used to do years ago, make a short screen appearance and say a line, or maybe not say a line at all, but he's in the movie. Okay, quickly, we're going to wrap this thing up quickly, but this is a review of the movie Doctor Strange that I got to see today at the IMAX, and I really recommend it to you. So I love the soundtrack of this movie. Had some great music in it, like Feel So Good by Chuck Mangione, Shining Star by Earth, Wind & Fire, and then a short clip of Beyonce, which I don't care for her, but a short clip of her song Single Ladies is in this, and then Interstellar Overdrive by Pink Floyd. And I didn't even recognize this song, but I said, I like that. I've heard that before. And what is that? And so at the end, it tells you what it is. And I saw it also today on IMDb, Internet Movie Database. Yeah. And it's called Interstellar Overdrive by Pink Floyd. Check it out. Now, this was a very entertaining movie. It has elements of the dream sequences of the movie Inception, the sorcery of Harry Potter, the action of Star Trek, and it's just a fun movie to watch. There are very few four-letter words in this movie, but there are some. And since it's rated PG-13, most teens will have already heard these words used in action at school. Again, go see this film on the big screen. If you like movies, if you like sci-fi, if you like action, go see this movie. And so this is Chuck Whetstone thanking you for enjoying this review. I hope you enjoyed it, this review of Doctor Strange, the movie. Thanking you for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things. It is inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today's been a movie review. Okay, until tomorrow, Chuck Whetstone signing off. Bye-bye.